com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. And class, when I say cocked and locked, some new listeners may not understand what I mean. I mean a couple things. One, I mean I have with me right now in the studio a firearm that is around in the chamber and it's cocked and locked. I also mean, are you cocked and locked? Are you prepared to defend yourself? And are you at the ready for whatever may happen? And I don't mean just with firearms. I don't mean necessarily with guns. What I mean is, are you ready to defend yourself from all of these bad things that are happening? What I'm doing, I think the highest and best use of my time is to alert our class as to things that are happening. Now, let me give you an example. On the way to the meetup, on Monday night, Mrs. Fennelli and I were in the vehicle, and we looked up at the sky. Farmers do that. We saw 13 chemtrails. Well, I said to Mrs. Fennelli, wow, 13 chemtrails. We could count them. She counted them. I counted them. We verified there were 13. Next day, we're on the farm feeding the cows. We look up. There's about the same number, about 13. I said, wow. It's going to be a doozy. Let's see what happens. Well, I'm looking at a map right now. It's the surface windshield temperatures in Fahrenheit, degrees Fahrenheit, for the United States of America. Let me give you some of these numbers. This is right now. These are the extreme temperatures in the United States. Northern California, 1 degree. Idaho, minus 10. Montana, minus 42. Nevada, minus 46. Nebraska, minus 14. Does that sound cold? It's cold. And here in Missouri, it's 9 degrees. That's pretty cold. Now imagine if the antifreeze in your engine, your automobile or truck engine, is good for, oh, let's say, 10 degrees. And you live in Northern California where it's 1 degree. Your engine block will crack. So I suggest that you consider checking the antifreeze in your vehicles right now. And you can do it very easily. You can go to an auto parts store. You can even, if you have to, you can go to the Chinese factory outlet. They have a hydrometer and it has a needle. And what you do is you squeeze this bulb and it draws antifreeze from your radiator into this clear plastic housing where there's a needle that points to the temperature that the antifreeze will boil at and the temperature that the antifreeze will freeze at. It will probably cost you $3, $4, $5. I suggest that you consider checking your antifreeze right now because if, like many, you have added water during the summer as your coolant evaporated, you've diluted the antifreeze and you've increased the temperature at which your antifreeze will freeze. Rick, do you have any comments on that?
Well, yeah. It's
16 here where I am in Oregon. This is extremely low temperature. I left the water running in all of my pipes so that they wouldn't freeze over. I remember living in the Okanagans when we had frost lines that started at 3 feet.
Yeah, what you're saying is that in the winter, you would have...
houses can rupture the pipes.
Yeah. Yeah, what Rick is saying is that there is the frost line is where the earth begins to freeze. And he's saying at a depth of 3 feet, it's still freezing. So
yeah, it got real cold where I was. They'd see these chuckers sitting up on a tree, six of them across this big wall, balls of fur. That's the old days. It used to get down to 20 below zero and hold for a week or longer. And luckily, we didn't have wind chill like Montana or North Dakota, where you have winds that can drop it even further because of vapor pressure.
Rick, if you and I left the farm and went from our farm toward the meetup in Springfield, it's about 50 miles. If we took a different path from the one we did take, we would have gone through a little town called Rogersville, Missouri. Now, in Rogersville, Missouri, that's between where our farm is and Springfield. So it's less than 50 miles away. Rick, there was on Craigslist for sale a calf, a baby calf. And this calf had 5 legs. Now, there are...
Uh-oh.
Well, the last time I saw something like this was in Parade magazine. It was when I lived in Virginia. And there was a picture of an 8-legged horse that was born downwind from Chernobyl. And this horse had 8 legs. It was all twisted. Imagine, you know, if you crossed your fingers. That's what this horse's legs looked like. It's all mangled and obviously could not
walk
or survive.
You know, there's a backstory that I sent you in my latest diary entries regarding Chernobyl and life forms.
Rick, would it be okay? Yeah, I have it. Rick, would it be okay if I posted...
Slime molds, and now
yes.
They're finding them all over Fukushima. It is a special kind of slime mold that lives off gamma rays. And so it thrives in a radiation-rich environment like Galactic Central. Think in terms of terraforming. and Ghostbusters slimed again.
Well, let's talk about that in a minute. We'll go into that from
I was just messing with you. Yeah,
Well, you're right on, Rick. And here's where I'm going with this. So I saw this picture of this 8-legged newborn horse. And I saw a picture, and that it was downwind from Chernobyl.
And it could live? It was actually able to be, it was healthy?
Well, it was alive, but Ricky it could not grow up because it couldn't walk. The legs were, you know, think of twist, you know, crossing your fingers and then trying to use those fingers.
In the Matrix at the end of the movie, where he had mutated into something else.
Well, so this horse could not, you know, grow up to be a normal horse or even walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll fast forward from let's say. Over 20 years ago, probably when I saw this, and it was, you know, way after the Chernobyl incident, years after Chernobyl. Well, so this 5-legged calf was born right near our farm, let's say 40 miles away. The calf had 4 legs, like a normal calf would. But out of the side of its face, think of it like growing out of its ear, was another leg.
That's a genetic anomaly, radiation probably.
And my point
ate a particle that fell down.
Mm-hmm. So imagine, Rick, what we're saying is you and I have been broadcasting about the levels.
Didn't, by the way, the mother did. Yeah.
The levels of radiation that we've been talking about that are airborne. We've been saying that Fukushima has polluted the ocean, the Pacific Ocean. We talked about how the radioactivity particles are airborne. They have traveled across. They've traveled across the United States. They've ended up all over our country. And what I'm saying is, I believe that we're going to see more of this. And we have a friend, one of our instructors, a very dear friend and USAPreparedness.com instructor. I'd prefer not to mention his name because his wife is not an instructor, but his wife is a doctor. And he was telling us that they are seeing chromosomal damage in newborn babies in the hospital in Missouri right now and have been for the last, I guess it would be 8 months now. Now, that's pretty significant news. I have not heard that mentioned anywhere or seen it written anywhere. And we're saying it right here. We've got it. Well, I would say secondhand, we've got it from the husband of a doctor in Missouri who is intimately involved with seeing these kinds of deformities. Chromosomal damage in newborns in Missouri at unheard of rates. And they believe that it is from Fukushima, but it has not made television, it has not made radio, except for here. And I'm linking that with this calf that was born with a hoof sticking out of the side of its face. Now, when was the last time that you saw an animal with a leg sticking out of its face? Anybody, please. Class, raise your hands. It's hard for me to see the entire class. But Rick, I'm telling you, I don't think anybody has seen these kinds of things in normal times.
There's going to be more of this. You know, just 2 days ago, they discovered 5 million dead birds on Australian and New Zealand shores. 5 million.
Rick, let me address that the best way I know how. When we come back, I'll tell you what my observations here in Missouri are. And I guess one of the things that we do here at USAPreparedness.com is we observe things and we go, something's wrong. That just is not right. It's not normal. I'll tell you what that is when we come back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, richardallenmiller.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I don't think they should give me this many controls. So, Rick Miller and I are discussing the 5 million birds that were found dead off the coast of Australia. Here's my response, Rick. I live on a farm, and there are lots of animals here, and we are surrounded by life and death all the time. Literally, animals die, and it's painful to us to have to see that. And I don't like to take life. As a matter of fact, I was loading the wood stove. We heat our farmhouse with an outdoor wood furnace, and we pick up dead wood in the woods, and we haul it with the tractor to a pile, and then we burn it in our wood stove. So this is wood that, you know, we don't cut trees down to do this. But anyway, I was loading the wood stove last night, and there was a worm. When I rolled this log, I saw this worm, so I pulled the worm out of the log and put him in the ground so that, you know, I didn't want to just throw this worm in the fire. And that's how much we treasure life here on the farm. So I'm acutely aware of life on the farm. Rick, I don't see any bees. Hardly any. I mean, there are a few. We used to have wood-boring bees that used to be a nuisance. Now, we don't spray.
You know, yesterday had an extremely important technical paper come out on the use of fungicides and how it's creating the hive colony death. It was interesting. They're talking about now that there are upwards of 200 million beehives have died this last year. Mm-hmm. 200 million beehives.
Yeah, that's almost one beehive per person in America. There's like 330 million of us.
Started to do mass execution in certain manners that we're not even aware of because of fungicides. And actually, that slime mold is a fungus. And the fact that it can live in the middle of nuclear competitive to men and is possibly, you know, from a metaphorical point of view, terraforming Earth, much like termites or ants do on your property. How many ants do you figure are on your land? And when you think about it like that, and that man is supposed to be symbiotic, not adversarial, it requires us to rethink our relationship in the scheme of things. This is one of the reasons I've gone spiritual. You know, it's time for us to have a different kind of a worldview. Boycotting, we're going to talk about that at some point, because that's a way that you, all of us, can do it without any real serious active energy. To say no is not, it doesn't require that much kind of energy, just to say no. It requires discipline. And what's important, be clear in your mind on priorities. And once you've done that, there's the answer. Change this world, you change yourself. That's the internal landscape. That's why they always said love is so good. It structures the water inside your organs, makes you healthier mentally.
Well, Rick, let's extrapolate this out, and then we'll get to the boycott. And here's where I'm going with this. And it all ties together. So the bees, we've lost a few hundred million hives, 200 million hives. Bugs, yeah, I know it's the winter, but I noticed this summer we didn't see anywhere near the bugs flying in the air that we used to. Chipmunks, I haven't seen any, not one. Now, what about the birds on the power lines that we used to see? I've hardly seen deer this hunting season. And I was talking to some of our instructors and some of our class over the last couple of weeks. And one of the things that we hear a lot of times on the farm is there's lots of shots being fired, lots of gunfire all around us. Guys and gals are sighting in their rifles, they're target practicing, and during hunting season they're shooting animals. I didn't hear anywhere near the sighting in shots of rifles before hunting season. I didn't hear anywhere near the typical amount of hunting shots being fired. I haven't seen the deer. I haven't seen the opossum. I haven't seen any rabbits. No squirrels. Well, maybe two or three. And where are the crows? And those darn mice that eat the wires of our equipment in the barn? I don't even see them anymore. They were a nuisance, and now I miss them. Rick, and then we'll talk about fungus when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and on page one of USAPrepares.com, I've posted a way that you can get to some of his books if you'd like to order them. Just go to usaprepares.com, page one, and you can click and order his books if you're interested right there, page one. Or if you'd like to go to his website, it's Richard Allen, A-L-A-N, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, .com. Rick, so we've talked about the bees, the bugs, the chipmunks, and even those darn mice that infuriate me because they eat through the wires of our tractors and vehicles that we have in the...
Yeah, they eat everything.
and they seem to... I mean, they'll chew copper wire and they'll carry it from one place, you know, in a wiring harness of a vehicle, and they'll build a nest with it. I mean, not just one piece. It's really a nuisance, and they're not there anymore. They seem to have died off. I'd like to talk about that, but let me just mention this. I'd like to say that there's an ice storm that's on our way, and it's actually starting right now. And so Thursday, Friday nights, treacherous roads, power outages, tree damage. It's an ice storm that's going to affect millions of people into Friday, and we probably will lose power in places from Texas, northern Texas, through western Kentucky. So who are we talking about? We're talking about Little Rock, Arkansas, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Memphis, Tennessee, Evansville, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky. If you're in those areas, you might want to prepare for being without power. It looks like it can be quite serious. And what's the tie? The tie is on Monday. I reported to the meetup group, wow, chemtrails, 13 of them, we're in for some massive weather change. Then Tuesday, I saw even more chemtrails. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, wow, this is going to be a big deal. And here it is. It's going to be a big deal. So we're looking at a pretty significant potential for an ice storm. Massive temperature drops here in the Midwest and in the West. So get ready. It's coming. If you have a generator, you might want to make sure that it operates and that you have fuel for it. The big box stores in Springfield, Mrs. Finelli was there earlier this week, and she said people were buying generators at the big box store. Some of our instructors met her in Springfield, and they gave her the update as they were buying generators. So why are they doing it? Because they need them. Now, it would have been prudent to have had them before now when they were a little less expensive, but I'm so glad that people are getting them now. So, Rick, we've got this mold. It's growing in a radioactive environment. Now, mold can be airborne, right? Can't that radioactive mold be consumed and go right up the food chain?
Well, it's part of the food chain. It has its position in the scheme of things, just like man does. You know, everybody's got to serve somebody. Bob Dylan. I don't. Pretty doom and gloom, and yet, it's what it basically means is that we're in for a change in lifestyles. It's time for a change. And there's ways, like with the grid going down. I remember when our grid went down, the community got closer together in a so-called shared hardship. When it got snowed in, everybody helped each other, and that was what the Grange was about. I'm surprised that we don't start considering going back to some of the earlier ways of doing things in small communities like you find yourself. There's no reason to have it be a hardship. It could be fun, you know, in terms of enjoyment. Of course, the disappearance of insects and then the birds that eat the insects and the predators that eat the birds and the, you know, the food chain, it's changing. There are ebbs and cycles, but it is absolutely different than ever before in history. We're losing a lot of different species of different animals every day, becoming extinct.
Rick, after this broadcast, I'll be posting your diary, the diary of December 2nd. And in that diary, there is a link to a YouTube video where a farmer is speaking Japanese, and it looks like he's speaking to officials, if you will, and I use the
word quotes. Yeah, he won't eat his own food. He's growing this food, and you know, for export, but he won't eat it.
Yeah, and he's saying to these quote-unquote officials, you guys, I'm a farmer, and I know what's going on. You guys must know what's going on. You know, you're being deceptive, and these practices are dangerous and deadly. And he will not eat his own grown food on his own farm in Japan.
It's going to be a change in the world and our values.
Rick,
it's inevitable. It doesn't have to be bad. It's necessary.
Well, let's mark some of my words today. I talked about a five-legged calf in Missouri. Okay? I've mentioned that at the meetups, the need for decontamination from the radioactive dust that we may have on our dirt roads. I've mentioned that I decontaminate and I take showers and I remove my clothing, and, you know, when I'm in a dusty environment on the farm, and I put them immediately in the washing machine. Now, that wash water goes into our septic system. Okay. Well, I don't know where else to put it. I really don't. And I don't think there is a better place to put it. I really don't. So the bottom line is, I've mentioned decontamination. I've mentioned the anomalies with the animals. I'm saying this is not normal. A five-legged calf with a foot or a leg growing out of the side of its face is not normal. The birth genetic defects in Springfield, Missouri, that's not normal. Now, cancer... As far as I have been able to determine, there is no way to determine exactly where a cancer came from. It's like they can't say, oh, there it is right there. That's it. That is what caused it. I mean, if you ask a doctor how a person got cancer, the doctor will tell you, well, we don't know. We don't know. But radiation causes cancer. This is, Rick, what I'm saying is I believe Fukushima is so much worse than we are led to believe. It is so much worse. We have polluted the Pacific Ocean, and my research, and correct me if I'm wrong, but my research tells me within 6 years, that would be less than four years from now, a total of 6 years from the time that we had the nuclear catastrophe, the entire Pacific Ocean will be polluted. The entire Pacific Ocean will be polluted.
There are indicators. That's the correct way they do it. They call them indicators because we don't know what the true variables and vectors are when we watch sandworms changing and dying because of the plastic in the ocean, in terms of where plastic comes from, you know, and overpackaging. 80% of the ocean's plastic came from land.
Right, right.
And so it's affecting all kinds of levels in the ecosphere, you know, the food chain, if you will, from the very smallest of organisms in the soil that would make the soil healthy so that plants thrive in a given soil. I have a video I'm going to try to find of a woman up in Vancouver, B.C., that talks about how a forest is a community that networks and talks to each other through the mycorrhizae in the soil, the mycelium, especially the mushroom, networking. The mushroom, as it turns out, is the largest single entity living on Earth. It's in the Blue Mountains of Oregon as a single entity. The second largest life form is in up in Vancouver, a second mushroom. The third one is an aspen grove, you know, in terms of how large, you know, the organism is. When you have a forest, which is, or grasslands, there is a networking that goes on between them that's like a living entity. And we don't even have a clue yet where our position is in the whole of things. If we're not careful, you know, we could become another extinct species, just like it were. Slime molds and those kinds of life forms dominate.
Rick, correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding of this nuclear catastrophe at Fukushima is that there is no precedent. There is no training. There is no manual. There are no instructions as to what to do. There's no information that says, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When this happens, all you have to do is. There's
right
nothing.
Now, they're saying literally that the actual physical cleanup is going to take more than 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the press right now.
Uh-huh. And that's the cleanup. Now, cleanup. Cleanup doesn't mean that the problem goes away. It really means that they clean it up.
That's when life can live back on that piece of ground again.
100 years. 100 years. Now,
and of course, Japan won't be here in that period. It will disappear down that trench, which means where does that radiation go? Because you can't get it if it's underwater. Listen, the whole thing is nuts, and what's needed now is more oversight and due diligence.
Rick, the research that I've done says that we need to keep these fuel rods cool. So we put water on them. And then the water leaks. So they pump the water into tanks. Now, they built these tanks out of steel. The life
cracking. I mean, you know, because of the earthquakes. They're cracked. Yeah. They're leaking.
Yeah. Right. So the pumping
now, there's a plan yesterday that they want to divert it into the ocean because the ocean's already contaminated and the amount would be negligible.
What?
I've got that link for you. It gets better and better each day with a house of cards. And if we're not careful and people like you and the listeners actually personally get involved, it's not going to stop. They're crazy.
Rick,
it's a new race of humans, a sociopath that has no clue to what they think they're doing. It's, yes, this planet's got a picture showing how they're going to divert it right straight into the ocean rather than contain it.
Okay. I'll tell you what, I might say something that will get me arrested. I'm going to bite my tongue and I'm going to try to compose my temper during these breaks.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the season. For 2 seconds, start.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I'm trying. I'm really trying, but I can't do it. I can't calm down. This bothers me so much. Rick, thank you. I'll post it. Rick, 1,060 stainless steel tanks are holding radioactive waste. There's 100 million tons of radioactive wastewater in tanks that were hastily built out of steel, just regular steel. They may last 5 years. They're leaking right now. They will all leak into the ocean. Since March of 2011, when the leaks began, radioactive hydrogen, tritium, cesium 134, 137, strontium 90 are all leaking. Okay, so all right. What we need to do is arrest everyone in top management at TEPCO. They need to be arrested and tried for a crime against every living thing on the planet. They need to be arrested. And the board of directors of TEPCO need to be arrested. And what we need to do is set an example by arresting the top management and the boards of directors of corporations who commit these crimes against us and send a message that,
yeah,
just like the Nuremberg trials, they will...
You can always go shoot them. What are you going to do about what they've done? Not what they're doing.
Well, no, I understand. I'm with you, Rick. I'm with you, but we need to send a message. No more. You guys want to play these games and do these dumb things, you will pay the price just like the people that we executed from Fukushima and TEPCO. But Rick, let's do the boycott. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do about this boycott? Let's start it right here, right now.
Well, the boycott, you can post that as a protocol on how and where to start as a checklist. Then you just go down the checklist, boycott this, boycott that, start here, start there. Everybody's different. Keep a diary. This is how it's going to happen. Your children and grandchildren will see.
Okay. Well, let's do this, Rick. Class, email me at usapreparers.com. Just go to the website. There's a tab that says contact. Email me the companies that you think we should boycott and why. Okay? And we'll follow up. And if we get the right responses and we verify them, we will post them and we'll say, okay, here's who we're boycotting. All right? And why. and we'll make sure it's known far and wide. So we want to know who is damaging us, who is threatening us, and why we should boycott them. Now, I'd like you to tell everybody that you know to send us the information, and we will go through it, we will read it, and we will make sure that everyone knows far and wide who we need to boycott and why. And I just went to the website or the internet, and I typed in boycott.com. Somebody already has that website. So, well, I guess we'll just use USA Prepares. USA Prepares Exposes. We have that domain name. We'll use that. Okay?
Boy. Go for
and
it.
That was, and why do I have that? Because Rick said to me one day, Vinny, you need USA Prepares, Investigates, Exposes, and Investigates. So we have all of them.
That's really cool.
Rick, I am furious. I can't believe it. But they want it. It's not their ocean, Rick. It belongs to all of us.
Well, it's already the Korean maps of simulation now show that it will be hitting the coast of America March 20th. And it'll start in Alaska and be all the way down into Mexico that same day. That's why the ABC did their evacuation video. But disinformation abounds, and so it's important that you all do your own homework.
Yeah, and for sure, do not eat seafood from the Pacific Ocean. Seriously. Tuna was off the list at the Finelli family when the event happened. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, that's it. No more tuna. Unless you want to buy it right now and get a lifetime supply, that's it. No more tuna. Dr. Richard Allen Miller has been with us. You can get to Rick's website from our website if you'd like. Page one. He's listed as a senior instructor, bottom of page one, usaprepares.com. And you go to his website, richardallenmiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. Rick, thanks so much for being with us.
Pleasure, always.
Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
You better watch out, it's your better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list. They're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.